Haitian Revolution remains the only successful slave rebellion in the Americas. It's a revolution that lasted from 1791 until 1804, and it led to a mass migration from Haiti to New Orleans that shaped the city's culture so intensely. It's also why Haiti gets such a bad rap, because they were so successful in their own liberation. This holiday has been woven into the fabric of American, not to mention worldwide culture, and it has its roots not only in French tradition and the music of Mardi Gras, but also in the suffering and the original sins, that of the slave trade in the Caribbean and the Americas. We need to understand that a lot of what we are celebrating is influenced tremendously by those who endured a tremendous amount of pain and degradation. Like our own Psalms, this music and the cultures behind it are not always viewed in the highest regard. And yet jazz and spirituals, Zydeco and gospel all come from a people of great wisdom and a people of great suffering. Now, this is not to bring us down on the day of celebration, but it is to have a reminder of just where the celebration comes and that we do have this commingling of celebration and suffering. Now, as far as a couple of these other songs that you all will be doing, and I do apologize for taking the wind out of your sails. A Closer Walk with Thee was also thought to be a song that was sung by slaves while they were singing in the fields, singing about walking with the Lord or having the Lord walk by their side. Swing Low, Sweet Chariot is another one whose origins as far as composer is not known. It was considered to be composed though by unknown slaves and passed down orally from community to community. And the song allegedly voiced slaves' hopes that ultimately they would find comfort in a heavenly home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. A band of angels coming after me, coming for to carry me home. According to some historians, Swing Low, Sweet Chariot was another collection of coded spirituals. And according to some, it was one of Harriet Tubman's favorites. Legend has it that slaves sang Swing Low, Sweet Chariot, coming for to carry me home, to announce that Tubman or another conductor would be arriving soon to lead them to freedom on the Underground Railroad. Wade in the Water was also a spiritual, but it was a coded spiritual, and it was a signal to tell slaves who were escaping to walk through the water in order to throw off the smell of the hounds that would be tracking them. And the other one that you all will be doing will be Peace Like a River, which again, unknown origins, but was considered to be one that provided comfort, looking for a time when things would be better. Like our Psalms of celebration and our Psalms of lament, we need to understand the context, you've heard me say that 1,000 times, in which all of our songs that we use to celebrate Mardi Gras and the celebration of Mardi Gras itself come together. It's not enough just to enjoy the music. We need to understand all of those origins because this is such an iconic part of our American culture, wouldn't you agree? The breadth and depth of this music and the celebration of this commingling of rejoicing and repentance is an invitation for our own healing in a world that distracts us from our own roots. We are under the influence of a great many stories in this time, and we need to remember what these stories are, we need to hear what these stories are, and we need to embrace all aspects of these stories. So, celebrate, meditate, evaluate, congregate, lament, repent, and then be content in finding your way back to our beloved during this upcoming season of Lent. Let the people say, amen. All yours.